Good evening. Hi there. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. We would like to include your opinion. It's about 3 minutes long. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
And what is your current official party voter registration on file with the county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you always vote? Most of the time? Some of the time? Rarely or never?
All the time.
Always? Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you recognize the name of Donald Trump? And if you do, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I'm familiar with the name, and I backed him once.
So do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion of
favorable.
Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Thank you. What is your opinion of Keith Gross? Have you ever heard that name before? Keith Gross with a G.
No, I haven't heard of him.
Okay, very well. What is your opinion on Ron DeSantis? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Favorable, thank you. And what is your opinion on Rick Scott?
He's doing a good job.
In that case, is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross? Who would you vote for?
For which office?
It's the Florida's U.S. Senate seat. And if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross, for whom would you vote?
Scott.
Scott, thank you. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Fully support him.
A strong support, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
I think he's doing a good job. I approve.
Approve, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Approve, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Approve.
Approve, thank you. Almost done, sir. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No real effect.
No effect. Okay, thank you so much. Almost done. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Without knowing a lot about Keith Gross, I'd say Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, okay, very well. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Well, fully support him.
Strongly support, is that correct?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age, please?
79.
Thank you, sir. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
White.
Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself to be Cuban American? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. And the last question, in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation. Have a beautiful night. Thank you so much.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.